Good morning. Steady rain is moving into interior New York and New England with some heavier bursts, even a few rumbles of thunder possible as jet stream energy pushes through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast, acting on available moisture that's been pumped into the region on the heels of a southerly wind over the last 24 hours. So a humid feel this morning with the rain coming down. Again, it could be steady and heavy through the early to mid-morning period before tapering off a bit. Then, as a warm front passes by, we have the chance for a few breaks of sunshine. At this point, temperatures will surge through the 70s, a lot of places reaching the upper 70s to around 80. Then as a cold front approaches later on this afternoon, a renewed chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, with gusty winds, especially from I-90 points south. Showers and storms into the evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the 60s. For tomorrow, high pressure will start to build in, but still some energy will have to move through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. And with some leftover moisture, we'll have a few scattered showers popping up, maybe a rumble of thunder, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds through the day, with highs in the middle to upper 70s on a northwest breeze. That high pressure center will be overhead on Thursday, bringing us mostly sunny skies and low humidity, with highs back to around 80. Another weak disturbance and a cold front will pass by heading into the weekend. The disturbance will produce a few scattered showers and storms Friday, otherwise partly sunny, and back into the mid-80s. And the cold front will produce a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with highs staying in the middle 80s. It looks like we'll get even warmer in the middle to upper 80s with a good amount of sunshine Sunday and into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for southern New England across much of the Atlantic coast and Gulf Coast states. While instability is forecast to be weak, strongly veering winds with height and strong forcing for ascent may favor a few stronger storms capable of wind gusts or even a brief and weak tornado across the northern Atlantic region. Further south, small clusters of storms capable of localized wind damage will be the main threat in the mid-Atlantic region. And in the Gulf Coast states, shear will again be weak, but convergence near a surface trough and ample moisture will lead to scattered storms, some with localized wet microbursts and marginally severe wind gusts. Meanwhile, Hurricane Hilda is located 330 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii, and is tracking northwestward at 5 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Steady weakening is expected over the next 48 hours, with Hilda forecast to weaken to a tropical storm tonight as it draws closer to Hawaii. Hurricane warnings, nonetheless, have been issued for the offshore waters surrounding all of the Hawaiian Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a south wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and light rain, 68 degrees, the dew point 62, 81% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer, 29.83 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Needles, California, and Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 35 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers and thunderstorms near 80, Boston showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 75, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 52 hundredths of an inch for the month and 19.36 inches for the year, which is 4.58 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 74 and 563 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. the record high 98 set in 1944 and the record low 46 in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain and possible thunderstorms this morning, scattered showers and storms this afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with fog overnight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and possible thunderstorms this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs near 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy with fog overnight and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and possible thunderstorms this morning, scattered showers and storms this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with fog overnight tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and possible thunderstorms this morning, scattered showers and storms this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, perhaps thunderstorms this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or storm in the 70s, mostly sunny near 80 Thursday. A few scattered showers and storms Friday and Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s, and mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, back to some more humidity in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.